Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community, that's for sure. This program is sponsored in part by the BCTGM and the Kentucky AFL-CIO. We appreciate their support. Joining me today, we've got Sarah Nelson. She's president of the Association of Flight Attendants Communication Workers of America. Sarah, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Charles.
Sarah, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day. We really appreciate it. You guys are waiting for lawmakers to get back for the FAA reauthorization, right?
Yes. So the FAA reauthorization bill is where we typically will address all of the issues of safety and health concerns in the cabin. And, you know, this is also a really important bill. It's an infrastructure bill that keeps our air transportation system up to date with the rest of the world and allows us to compete with the rest of the world and allows us to maintain our mode of transportation in this country.
Absolutely. Are some of the things in the reauthorization good for you? Have you gotten some stuff into the bill that you guys are asking for and you need, or are we having a rough time here?
Well, from our perspective, so there are issues in this bill that a lot of people care about, but from our perspective as flight attendants, there's some really, really important safety features in this bill. One we've talked about many, many times, and that's the minimum of 10 hours rest for flight attendants so that we can avoid fatigue. But in addition to that, Charles, we also have some very important job protections. There is the Flags of Convenience Don't Fly Here Act that was included
right
in the bill. And this will stop the Department of Transportation from awarding foreign air carrier permits to airlines who use the flag of convenience model in violation of the labor standards that are in the U.S.-EU Open Skies Agreement. This will stop the downward spiral of the aviation industry, much like happened in shipping when this model was introduced to shipping. So those are two really important and top priorities for us in the bill. But there's some other things that are really important for passengers. So, for example, everybody is concerned about the shrinking seat and the shrinking seat pitch and room on board an aircraft, and it's causing a lot of tensions on board. And included in this bill is an impact of seat pitch on safety study that could actually set standards that would stop airlines from having the ever-shrinking seat or room between seats taking place on board. So this is something that is important to flight attendants because we don't want passengers who are uncomfortable on planes. We want passengers to be able to safely get out of the planes. That's the focus here. It's called the SEAT Act. Safe egress in air travel. And this is just one of the examples of these important safety provisions and frankly, you know, good flying experience provisions for the public that are included in this bill that are being held up because of other issues that Congress is fighting over. So, you know, they're probably looking at another extension at this point. That's not a complete done deal here. That's probably what we're looking at. And what that means, if they don't address some of these issues in that extension, that means we're waiting until next year to address some really, really important safety provisions for both passengers and the crews who are flying those planes.
You know, Sarah, it's amazing to me, you in the AFA-CWA as a trade union, as a labor union, are out there working very hard on behalf of, quite honestly, the traveling public's health and safety.
And yeah, well, our workspace is your travel space, and so it goes hand in hand.
Right, exactly. It's amazing. You know, one would think that as hard as you are fighting for the health and safety issues of the traveling public here in the United States, that you know, you would be recognized for it, but it almost seems like it falls on deaf ears that this is what you guys are doing.
Well, instead, what has happened is that there's been a pitting of the public against flight attendants in recent months, and especially with all of the broadcasting of, video broadcasting of a few really unfortunate incidents. What people forget is that there are thousands of flights that get up in the air every day, essentially the size of the city of Chicago, flying every single day on U.S. carriers. Mm-hmm. And though all those flights go off without a hitch because you have very professional flight attendants and pilots making sure that those planes are getting up safely and without incident. And and this is what unions do. I mean, unions are the ones who are promoting the safe mode of transportation. We have built up the procedures around the years that have been beneficial for the safety of the traveling public, safety and comfort of the traveling public, for that matter. And, you know, this is what unions do. I think we have to do a better job, actually, of telling the story of why unions are so important in this country, because it's about raising the standard for the average American worker. But it's also about maintaining a good standard of life and good safety and health protections in, you know, all of the places that we go to and travel on in our airplanes.
Right.
So, you know, these are the stories that we need to tell. I'll tell you what, too, Charles, we have been focusing on getting our members onto Twitter because we recognize that the decision makers are on Twitter. We've been doing a big push on that. And I would really encourage your listeners, if they're not signed up for Twitter, we have, if you go to afacwa.org/Twitter, we have very clear instructions about how you can sign up for a Twitter account. And even if you're just using that to, you know, once a day, it's so easy to do, send a message to your lawmaker about what's important to you. You can take action right there from anywhere in the world. And if you want to follow the issues that matter to the traveling public and matter to flight attendants, you can follow me at Flying with Sarah.
There you go. And Sarah, my hat's off to you for doing that. You're right. A lot of the people that we need to have communications with, the people we have to have an influence with, they are on Twitter, and they do pay attention. And some of us pay attention to Twitter far more than perhaps we should. But
well, let's also see if we can, you know, change the national discourse. Let's get people on there talking about the issues that matter, talking about what we want to improve in this world, not just tear down.
Right. And Sarah, I got to say this, you know, all too often people forget that cabin crew are the first responders in the air. You are highly trained professionals that whose primary job is the protection of the traveling public. It's not the getter of drinks. And quite frankly, I'm sure it frustrates you, but it frustrates me to no end that people forget that. You are responsible, your teams are responsible for everybody on that aircraft. And quite frankly, I appreciate what you guys are doing. I really do, because it's not easy.
Thank you. Yeah, we take that role very seriously when we come to work every day as aviation's first responders charged with the safety, health, and security of the passengers in our care. But we also take that very seriously in what we do through our union, and we extend that work into all the work that we do around public policy and legislation and any sort of advocacy that we're doing to make aviation ever safer and ever a better experience for the traveling public.
Absolutely. Sarah, any other things that the traveling public should be aware of today?
Well, I think that you want to keep us on the job, so I'll just call attention back to the Flags of Communities Don't Fly Here Act. And all of these issues that I've mentioned today you can find at afacwa.org.
There you go. And pick up the phone and call Congress and let them know what you think. And, you know, I, for one, will do that, too.
Charles, one more plug. At afacwa.org, you can also contribute to the AFA Disaster Relief Fund, and we are helping flight attendants who've been directly impacted by these horrible hurricanes of Harvey, Irma, and now Maria. And so if you'd like to directly get some help to some of aviation's first responders, check out donating to the Disaster Relief Fund on afacwa.org as well.
There you go. Sarah, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Let us know if we can do anything to help, okay?
Thanks so much, Charles. You have a great day.
Thank you. That was Sarah Nelson of the Association of Flight Attendants, part of the Communication Workers of America. And folks, I got to say this. Cabin crew, flight attendants, they are first responders. No ands, ifs, or buts about it. They're there for your safety. They're there to make sure that you get from where you're at to where you want to get to in a safe and expeditious manner. And, you know, please treat them like the professionals that they are. They're not there to get you a drink or a banky. So that's me. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge. Laborers Talk Radio.